Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. It is the third day of Hanukkah, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the 11th chapter of Shabbat at Mishnah Dalet. Hazorek Bayam Arba Amot Pater. One who throws 4 amot inside the ocean is Pater. Now, what we mean is he's standing in the ocean. The thrower is actually in the ocean, and he's throwing his bottle with a message in it, or his pool float, or whatever it is, 4 amot. He's Pater. Now, the reason is this is not a Reshut of Rabim. It's not a public domain. It is a Carmelite. Recall in Mishnah Aleph, we mentioned that a Carmelite is sort of a semi-public area, and the ocean is one example of this, because even though it is a shared domain, we don't have a lot of people traveling there. The Mishnah continues with a different case. Imhaya Rekok Mayim. If there was sort of a puddle in the road, and the road actually passes through the puddle. So the puddle is not, you know, it's not a stream of water going over the road or spilling over from a creek. It's actually sort of like a mud puddle inside the road. You understand they had a lot of dirt roads back then. This would not be an uncommon thing to encounter. So Hazorik Latoichu Arba Amot Chayiv. So somebody standing in that puddle and throwing Arba Amot, he's Chayiv, because he's still Lamaisa in Reshut HaRabim. It's still considered Reshut HaRabim. Kamahi Rekok Mayim. And the Mishnah asks, and how big is this Rekok Mayim, is this mud puddle in the street? Pachot Mi'asar Tefachim. It has to have a depth of less than 10 Tefachim, less than 10 handbreadths. Otherwise, it would be really too deep to pass through. 10 handbreadths are already getting fairly deep. A person could wade through, but more than that, it's not considered passable, and it's no longer considered part of the public thoroughfare. And the Mishnah concludes, it sounds redundant, but the Mishnah concludes, Rekok Mayim, this mud puddle, Shudra Rabbi Mechalechet Bo, and the public street passes through. Hazoyik V'tocha Abra Amot Chayev, someone who throws within it 4 amot is Chayev, is liable a carbon. And the Bartner explains, well, why do we need to know this? Why are we repeating this? Well, even if it's 4 amot wide, which is big, and quite large, could be a domain, but since it's less than 10 tefachim deep, it's still considered part of Reshut HaRabim. And also, even though it's hard to get through, you have to wade through the mud puddle, it's still considered part of Reshut HaRabim, and it would be chayev just like Reshut HaRabim. Good, on to Mishnah Hay. Hazorek, one who throws min hayam liyabosha, from the sea to dry land, min hayabosha liyam, or from dry land to the sea, min hayam lasfina, or from the ocean into a boat, uminasfina liyam, or from the boat into the ocean, uminasfina lechaverta, or from a sfina to her friend, meaning another boat, pater. He's pater. Now the reason is, again, one of these items is a carmelite. The yam is a carmelite, and so we're not allowed to be transferring or throwing from the carmelite to the Reshut HaRabim of dry land, or the Reshut HaYachid, the boat, it is not a transference that is biblically recognized to be chayav a korban. So on the subject of boats, the Mishnah explains, Sfinot, when you have 2 boats, kishrut zubazu, when they are tied one onto another, they're tied together, metaltalin mizo lizo, you can actually carry and transfer items from one boat to the other boat. Now, there is a detail here that the Bartanura explains, metaltalin ali de eruv, they make an eruv. Now, there's different kinds of eruv. We're familiar with the eruv we have here in Baltimore, and many large cities have it, that sort of creates a one shared domain. And this eruv we're talking about is eruv chatzerot. This is a different eruv. This is the eruv of courtyards, where you're basically, you have 2 separate individual domains, 2 separate reshut yachid, and you're combining them through the act of sharing food. You combine them into one domain so you can transfer from one private area to another private area. So these 2 boats would be like 2 different courtyards with 2 different owners, but now they were joining them together, sharing food, and they can transfer on Shabbat from one to another, but only when they're tied together. As the Mishnah explains, im einan kishurot, if they're not tied together, afo pi shem mukafot, even though they're hekef, they're right next to each other, they're adjacent, you know, maybe they're both at anchor and they're adjacent, but they're not tied together. You can't carry from one to another because he's going to be going over a carmelite. You have 1 reshut yachid and then a little bit of ocean, a shtickle ocean, but that's a carmelite. And then the next boat is another Reshut HaYachid. So it's very important to know if you're going on a Hanukkah cruise with, you know, two families and two boats, you know what to do on Shabbat. Shkoyach Rabotai, Tizkudu Mitzvot.